Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of The Woman on the Orient Express by Lindsay Ashford, performed by Justine Eyre. For my parents, Janet and Graham Moulton, and my brother, Tim. Also in memory of my mother-in-law, Yvonne Lawrence, February 20, 1936 to February 22, 2016. Prologue. August 1963. It comes from the river, steals into my garden without warning. I'm sitting in the camellia grove above the estuary, waiting for the sunset, watching a pair of oyster catchers at the water's edge, and trying to work out who is going to murder Major Palgrave. The lapping of the tide lulls me to sleep, so I don't see the boat heading for the mooring. Mrs. Christie, his shadow falls across my face. Who is it? My eyes snap open. I lean forward. With the light behind him, it is difficult to discern his features. Do I know him? He is tall and slim, with a mane of dark hair. He is wearing tennis shorts, and his legs glisten with droplets of water. He holds out his hand, steps toward me. The movement unmasks the sinking sun, whose fiery glow blinds me. As I blink away a flurry of green discs, he trips over the syllables of his name. It is a name from long ago, a name that carries the scent of Turkish cigarettes and hot desert winds. I'm sorry to barge in on you like this. His voice is gentle, like a doctor giving bad news. I had to see you. You're the only one who can help me. I say nothing. I can hear the oyster catchers calling to each other, the sweet piping sound echoing across the water. He has come here for the story I promised never to write. A mystery that began more than 30 years ago, when I stepped aboard the Orient Express, bound for Baghdad. He moves closer. I must say something, anything, to get myself out of this. I ask him if he realizes he is trespassing on private property. Then I drop my eyes to the small patch of grass that separates us and say that, anyway, I haven't the least idea what he is talking about. Even to my own ears, it sounds unconvincing. He already knows enough to have tracked me down, to have taken the risk of cornering me in my own garden. Would it be wrong?
Sample complete. Ready to continue?